Are differences valued in your workplace? Are they integrated into all aspects of the way you operate internally and with all stakeholders? What if valuing difference is the missing puzzle piece, the piece that will shift your workplace culture and bring the fresh new perspective you desperately need? Tight budget? Need to accomplish more with less? Well, what if I told you to maximize the productivity, creativity, and innovation of your team, you need to value, well, actually embrace the principles of diversity? Hey there, my name is Rox Bartel, your kick-ass coach, and this is a weekly podcast for emerging senior leaders. We seek to give you a leg up during your first 2 years in role to help you quickly master the art and practice of leadership. This is the first in a new series on diversity. We'll be exploring diversity by dropping down into a couple of spots in the conversation, and my choices for the spots may surprise you. At Impact Bank, we offer a program for senior leadership teams, including boards and their senior managers, because to leverage the opportunity diversity of thinking and doing provides requires leadership from the top. My goal in the podcast is to simply shift your thinking. So we'll talk about one way to get behind the judgments or conclusions that impact you, even without you realizing it. We'll also look at how this creates limiting beliefs that color your ways of thinking and your perceptions. And in the final episode in the series, we'll touch on interpersonal aspects and impacts. So while we're only able to scratch the surface, I hope we'll make you think. Leaders who are not exploring how to leverage diversity are not maximizing the potential in their agency or organization. As Peter Drucker said, results are gained by exploiting opportunities, not simply by solving problems. Diversity is an opportunity, so if you want to move the needle in any way in your agency or organization, you need to constantly be seeking the opportunity diversity offers. When you finish listening to the episode, join the Impact Bank mailing list. We'll send you an exercise to support your application of the principles we're talking about in this series. Now, on to a technique that you can use to unpack a judgment or conclusion that may be holding you and your organization back. Today, we're exploring SOBs. I'll explain what I mean in a couple minutes. First, let's look at what makes SOBs so critical. In leadership, we are charged with influencing people's behaviors as a means to making things happen and getting things done. This is more difficult than most of us believe until we actually move into a senior role. You need to achieve stated objectives, and it could be something as basic as full adherence to regulatory requirements, or finding new ways to be more efficient while achieving established objectives, or maybe establishing practices to effectively manage with shrinking budgets. How do you get results? Inspire people to follow you. Well, if we reverse engineer the process, behind the results are behaviors. So that's where you want to focus, observing the behaviors of others and being keenly aware of the impact their behavior and yours is having. Sometimes you'll even encounter surprising, unintended consequences. To simplify it further, you essentially have two choices. You either reinforce behaviors that are producing the results you need, or you figure out what is creating the behaviors that must change. Not as easy as it sounds. May help to share a story. One of my clients is a CA who exclusively supports nonprofit businesses. We'll call him Don. In a recent conversation, he complained to me about one of the associates he had recently hired. We'll call her Alice. Don was annoyed, maybe even angry with Alice, because he had come to the conclusion she didn't understand the basics of client relationship building. What told him this was the case? Well, earlier that day, he'd received a phone call from the executive director of an agency that had been a client of his for a very long time. The ED told Don that Alice doesn't think our needs matter, and I really don't trust her with my account. Don told me he was quite taken aback, but immediately remembered our conversations about trying to adopt a curious mindset in situations like this. So he decided he needed to know more before he fired Alice, and believe me, he was intent on firing Alice. The conversation revealed that in her first meeting with the ED and financial director of the agency, Alice had been very task-driven. She was more concerned about her crazy checklist than actually listening to what we had to say, the ED had said. She rushed us as though our needs were of no consequence and even cut me off at one point to ask if I minded just sticking to the subject of the audit so that she could get back to the office and get her work done. And then the ED, in her frustration, said something that really triggered Dawn. I know, Dawn, it's tough to find millennials with both the professional training and the people skills, so I completely understand your predicament. Even as Don related the details to me, I could tell he was growing angry again. I acknowledged him for recognizing the importance of not simply accepting the conclusion that Alice didn't care or wasn't trustworthy. And we then talked briefly about the judgment associated with the comment about millennials. After we had fully unpacked his reaction, I asked Don to describe how he had established performance expectations for new associates. I knew he had just hired a number of recent grads, including Alice. He seemed perplexed by the focus of my inquiry, but he humored me and laid it out. As part of that, he shared how he had made a conscious choice to emphasize efficiency and billing with new associates first. He did this because, in his experience, he had learned he had to run an efficient practice, and that allowed him to keep his costs down so he could continue to deliver comprehensive services to his nonprofit clients at reasonable rates. He also made it clear to me that he had wanted to avoid establishing bad habits in these new associates, and he shared some of his experiences, those that had taught him to make this a primary focus. Now, he didn't immediately see the connection, so I asked him, what if you are actually responsible for setting the expectation that ultimately created the situation with this client? To his credit, Don stopped and thought about it for a moment. Don didn't have to fire Alice. He needed to coach her. His curiosity and willingness to understand the ED's experience had offered him clues. Alice's SOBs, specific observable behaviors, were directly related to the expectations he had set. Now he needed to figure out how to share those observations with Alice to help her understand his expectations more fully. Alice was being thoughtful, managing time and staying on task to help cut the final costs for that client. Now Don was actually able to create a learning opportunity for himself and Alice, and one that he could extend to how he set expectations for all new associates in the future. Both Don and the ED had played on each other's beliefs about millennials and their limiting beliefs and attitude that drove them to the wrong conclusions and judgments. In my conversations with clients, I regularly hear a boatload of conclusions and judgments. We're all guilty of this, you know that. Here's a few things you can do differently. When you hear yourself saying or even thinking something that is the slightest judgmental about anyone who works with you, things like, they're just lazy. Millennials just don't take their work seriously. New grads don't have people skills, so I can't trust them with my client accounts. Things like that. Stop and ask yourself, how do I know that? What actually is making me say that? This will help you uncover the observable behavior, and only when you are able to dig deep enough to uncover the specific behaviors that are driving you to make those judgments, can you find the opportunity to change the outcomes? Now, in Don's case, he can adjust the expectations he set for Alice. He can describe what needs to change in a way Alice will understand and respect. He can continue to observe the changes Alice makes with a focus on her SOBs, and then she'll continue to grow. Conclusions and judgments are easy. Actionable observations allow leaders to influence outcomes. Next time, second part of the series on diversity, we'll be digging deeper into the limiting beliefs that allow the conclusions to have so much power that we forget to look for the SOBs. Don't miss it. I'm Rox Bartel. Make it a kick-ass week.